Okay, so we're just going to relax and breathe. I love relaxing and breathing. It always makes me smile. And just a few slow, deep breaths into our heart space gives our body the message that all is well. That we're safe and that this is a beautiful time to give ourselves permission to relax. Just taking it easy and moving into that sweet space of peace that underlies all of the activity, always. There is that beauty at the center that is filled with harmony and grace and energy and power and love. That divine, infinite, eternal energy that is our inner being's essence is our essence because there is only one. We are the leading edge of that one. And that miracle, that understanding changes everything. As we learn to relax and breathe and trust in well-being, Abraham always reminds us to trust in well-being. So, how do we do that? And the quote I chose from the June 18th workshop for Abraham Now addresses this question: how do I understand people who see things so differently than I do, especially when I believe that they're supporting something harmful or even immoral? How do I stay in alignment and stay open to love and friendship with people whose beliefs I can't align with at all? And they said to Abraham, "Thank you so much. I love you so much." And Abraham answered, "By wanting love so much, by wanting to feel love and be in love so much that you're unwilling to challenge that love by looking at things that take it away in the moment of the thought. By accepting, and this isn't easy, that contrast is a value because it launches rockets of desire. By accepting that at the heart of everyone, even those you think are way off base in what they're asking for or what they want, by accepting that at the very core of them is the love that you are seeking too. You cannot get to where you want to be by pushing against what you do not want. And so those that make you the most want to push against the most are also those who cause you to launch the most rockets of desire. Your contrasting world is causing a harmonious vortex. What you're creating together is magnificent and beautiful. It's love, not hate, and well-being, not terror. What you are collectively creating together is a beautiful thing, but you've got to focus on the beauty that you're creating, not in the moment in time that is causing you to launch the rockets. It's a lot to trust. And many humans will not believe this or really get it until you make your transition into non-physical. And you experience it from there. We don't think you should have to croak to experience. We know for sure you have access when you find thoughts of harmony with your inner being. So don't test yourself on the big stuff. Don't prove to yourself how hard it is. So show yourself how easy it is for you to love. Esther has really been taking to heart, She's setting strong intentions to step into the next segment, knowing that she's stepping into the field of attraction with a powerful intention to be in alignment with her desires when she steps in. Now, it doesn't always work. Sometimes she steps in and maybe she wasn't that clear about what she was doing, and she meets discord and responds to it with a knee-jerk reaction. But when that happens, her desire for the next segment is stronger. We're not asking you to get so strong that you can override anyone or overcome things. We're asking you to be practiced in your frequency of love, because that's who you are, and nothing less than that will do. We're not asking you to agree with things that you disagree with. We're asking you to focus upon the things that cause you to feel love. And then they told a story about Esther encountering a screaming child on an airplane and getting annoyed, and eventually realizing that she didn't want to feel bad and that she had some things that were under her control, not the child, but her earphones and her music on her phone and the coloring book that she had on her phone, I think, a phone program for coloring. And she was able to focus on the music and the coloring and come into harmony. And she asked herself, what is Abraham thinking about this? And Esther thought, this is back to the actual quote, Esther thought, Abraham's not going to give up their alignment for any reason ever. Little reasons like a squawking kid in first class cabin or bombs dropping on countries. Your inner being is not going to focus out of alignment. And so it's your choice whether you do or not. But it's your choice always whether you do or not. There is nothing that is so big that it needs to take you out of alignment. But it takes practice. So what are we saying? Abraham, are you saying that I should be so selfish that even though unwanted things, some of them really unwanted, outrageously unfair, unjust, unwanted, I shouldn't try to fix them? Abraham said, oh no, you want to improve them. You want to be of value, but you can't focus on the illness and heal it. You have to focus on the wellness and amplify that. You didn't choose what so many of you are calling these troubling times accidentally. You chose to be present intentionally because you knew expansion would be at its greatest, and you knew you had a guidance system, and you knew you could thrive and encourage others to thrive. And by thriving, we don't mean just get more money. We mean love life more. Loving life more. So how do we do that? And the other thing that came to mind was a quote from Abraham a couple of days ago. Let me find it so that I can share it with you. When you acknowledge what you do not want and then ask yourself, what is it I do want? You begin a gradual shift into the telling of your new story and into a much improved point of attraction. You get the essence of what you think about, whether you want it or not, because law of attraction is unerringly consistent. Therefore, you are never only telling the story of how it is now, you are also telling the future experience that you are creating right now. So, creating right now from this place of wanting love so much by wanting to feel love, and be in love so much that we're unwilling to challenge that love by looking at things that take it away in this moment of thought. Wow. So that's what Abraham's telling us, and that the result will be this contrasting world causing a harmonious vortex. What we're creating together is magnificent and beneficial, and it's composed of love, not hate, and well-being, not terror. What we're collectively creating together is a beautiful thing. So I'm thinking about beautiful things, about harmony and wisdom and intelligence and creativity and joy and wonder and clarity and peace. So many beautiful things in this world, so many beautiful feelings and qualities. And the very first thing that comes to mind for me is a dear friend of mine who has just taken in as a foster child a 3-week-old baby right out of the NICU, who was born with cocaine and heroin in his body. And he is clean now and healthy and starting to grow from this 5-pound tininess. And he loves being swaddled in warm blankets. And she's swaddling this baby and she's holding him. And her dog is protecting him and lying next to where he is in the crib or in the playpen. And there is just such love in this household with this brand new baby. And I just heard that the company she works with is giving her 2 weeks maternity leave. And she is able to love this baby, and she's able to share him with her friends and family, although not at all on social media as a foster child. And so she's sending those of us who are sharing this love with her pictures every day of this beautiful baby who is basking in the love that he is receiving, sleeping more deeply all the time, eating well and growing. And so that's what love feels like to me today. And I wonder if you have an image or a situation or a person who is feeling like love in your mind right now, that you can feel that warm, friendly, secure, serene feeling of deep caring and kindness and love. Tell yourself a story of love right now. If you're enjoying your story of love, keep going with the story of love. But the next quality that is speaking to me is kindness. And there are so many ways people express kindness. Inviting someone to lunch for me was such kindness this week. I so appreciated being included. I saw kindness today as I was walking through the park. And there's a lady who walks the park every day with a 3-foot-long extension that allows her to pick up dirty things and put them in a bag to throw them away. And her intention creates a more beautiful park for everybody who goes there. It's such a kindness of what she brings. It's amazing to me. And she does it every day. I just love that. And so think, if you would, about something you do or you've witnessed recently that felt to you like kindness in action. Stay with kindness if it's feeling great. And if you're ready to shift, let's think about creativity. I've been witnessing creativity. I have lots of friends who are songwriters who write beautiful music. And I have friends who are artists or who create with their hands by knitting or crocheting or quilting or weaving. There are so many different kinds of art and creativity and music and self-expression, poetry. I have a friend who's a poet who is extraordinary. To see people bring the beauty of who they are into the world is such a powerful thing. Let's think for just a moment before this meditation ends about creativity that we admire in ourselves or in other people. Our time has run out for this particular meditation, but this process of telling ourselves stories of qualities of life that are beautiful and magnificent to us is a wonderful suggestion from Abraham to give ourselves that feeling within us of love and kindness and creativity and peace and joy and harmony and grace and power and freedom. We could do this endlessly, and I suggest that we ought to. It would be really good for us to do more of that. And so as we end this meditation today, I invite you to just stretch and kind of bring yourself into present moment awareness again. And take a deep breath and smile at your friends and give thanks for this time of being together.